The word today is consequences. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. There are known laws of the universe which are always in effect. Similarly, there are spiritual laws or principles which influence us whether we wish to acknowledge it or not. Here to teach us more about these laws and how they relate to our salvation is Bible authority Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Consequences.
There are consequences to what we believe, and there are consequences to our actions. Many times when I am talking with my two sons about morality and faith and making decisions in life and living by principles of faith and love of God, I will give them a warning. And this warning is summarized very cleanly, very succinctly in this statement: you can choose to sin, but you can't choose the consequences. And I try to have my sons realize that you can project all kinds of little ideas and plans in your mind if you want to be rebellious, or if you are tempted to steal. Perhaps you are tempted to do drugs and offer illicit drugs and things like this. In your mind, you can try to create scenarios where you get away with it, where it's going to go a certain way, and yet reality is often quite different. I believe Satan tries to lead us into those delusional scenarios where we think we're going to get away with something, or the outcome could only be so bad, in order that we succumb, in order that we commit the sin, and then reality turns an entirely different way than we ever envisioned, sometimes with devastating consequences. We're talking about consequences today, about the fact that sin comes in and wrecks our lives. Paul, the apostle of Jesus, wrote a very detailed letter. It's called the Book of Romans in the New Testament, and it was a very detailed letter which discussed with the Christians in the city of Rome how faith works. And it's quite detailed, and it goes into the discussion of things such as the effects of sin. The reason Paul wrote this letter so detailed as opposed to his others is because he hadn't gotten a chance to go and visit the Christians in Rome and have these sessions and learning with them. So he wrote a very, very involved letter to them about how faith works. It's a very good standard for anyone who wants to read basics of Christian teachings. And we're going to spend a little bit of time in Romans chapter 5 and maybe Romans chapter 7 because it discusses sin and the consequences of sin. And then it talks about the way that God has overturned those consequences. In Romans chapter 5, Paul says this in verse 12, "Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men because all sinned. For before the law was given, sin was in the world, but sin is not taken into account when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who didn't sin by breaking a command, as did Adam, who was a pattern of the one to come." Now, if that sounds a little convoluted, if that sounds kind of jumbled, it is. Paul tends to like run themes and ideas together, and that's a classic case of it. But what he is trying to say is that even though there were no commands issued by God, like at Mount Sinai, where it actually was on tablets of stone, and where Moses dictated actual commands God had given him up on the mountain, still death reigned. People were born, they succumbed to sickness and disease, they fell into sins and made mistakes, and in the end they died. So sin reigned. In other words, the consequences of the presence of sin is still death. It always has been. And it was introduced through one man. That harkens back to the account in Genesis of the temptation of Adam and Eve. Something that's interesting about this is that it's not so much that sin just kind of happened along. Sin didn't accidentally come into the world. It was introduced into the world. Sort of like a biological agent that an enemy throws into an innocent civilian population in order to wreak devastation. So also Satan brought his temptation into the world in order to cause devastation to the human race. And the results, the consequences, are devastating. Physical illness, emotional distress and disease, lack of harmony with God, lack of harmony among ourselves, and eventually succumbing to degradation and death. Absolutely devastating results. Now, this is actually described in Romans chapter 7, what the effects of sin is, and Paul is discussing this on a personal level about the fact that it's really sapped his ability to stay godly, good, and actually the sin within him degrades his body and mind. Listen to what it says in Romans chapter 7, verse 21. So I find this law at work. When I want to do good, evil's right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through our Jesus Christ, our Lord. Paul is saying that the effects of sin are far-reaching, and they've corrupted his nature. You can probably relate to that. If you have physical pain and aches and illness, you're feeling the effects of sin in this world. If you have mental stress and grief and issues with trying to keep your mind together, that's the effect of sin in this world. If you have fallen out and have broken relationships with your parents or with other people that used to love you and you used to love them, that's the effect of sin in this world. If you are struggling right on the precipice of death, that's the effect of sin in this world. All of its consequences degrade, destroy. They bring us down, and the attempt is to render us feeble, weak, disassociated from God. Paul calls it a law. Think of it in this way. It's like the law of gravity. It's a force. It's a power on our lives. And we don't have any capacity to reverse it. It acts on us. It affects us. Now, you can deny it all you want. It's still going to be there. Like a kid who climbs a tree and says, the law of gravity doesn't exist. And then he jumps 20 feet from the tree. Guess what? He's going to get hurt because the law of gravity still is in effect. You can try to deny the presence of sin in your life and pretend as though it's not influencing you, but you're still going to come under its effect anyway. The point is, the gospel teaches us that there is another law that we need to avail ourselves of, another power to overcome the effects of sin. That's when Paul says at the end of this discussion of how wretched he is because he sees sin in effect in his body and his mind, corrupting him, making him do what he doesn't really want to do, this temptation cycle. That's why he says in verse 25, thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Because God knows that corruption, he understands that consequence of sin, and he has provided relief for us, a solution for us in the person of Jesus. I think of it this way, that sin is like a disease that was introduced into our world through Satan, and that God has to introduce the antidote. The antidote is the Spirit of God. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ. is the faith which overcomes the world and overcomes the sinful nature. It's a reversal of a course that leads us toward death and destruction and instead leads us through death to life eternal. It's a purging. It's a cleansing of our sinful self. It's a doing away of the body of sin and being reborn in a glorified, sanctified, pure self. This is the joy of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that the consequences of sin do not have to be eternal. Death, destruction, pain, despair, all of the things that we don't want to experience in life and yet are subjected to, these can be done away with. But it calls for your putting your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. It calls for you summoning God's power, which is greater than the power of sin. It means turning your life over to Jesus. It means holding him as your Lord and Savior. This is why he went to the cross. This is why he took our sin. This is why he bore the suffering of God's punishment upon sin, so that we could get the antidote, so that we no longer have to be degraded and destroyed by sin. This is the greatest news maybe that you've ever heard in your life. It should fill you with joy and contentment. It should make your whole world different for you. And in fact, for the Christian, it does make everything different. Paul says in Romans 8, now there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life, that is the power of God in the Spirit, set me free from the law of sin and death. That's God's great gift to you. You're never going to receive a more powerful, abundant, and significant gift than that. And God offers it to you free. He simply calls you to believe it. He wants you to receive this as his gift to you. It doesn't get any better than that. All the consequences of sin, destruction, death, pain, suffering, God wants to reverse. And he wants to do this for you through his Son, Jesus Christ. What a fantastic, powerful thing. What a glorious joy. And it can all be yours. Come to Jesus Christ to receive that gift.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Heaven. We Christians have a hope, the promise that Jesus will return for us and take us home to be with him in heaven for eternity. We'd be happy to send you the free booklet entitled Heaven when you write to us at The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.